of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
No citizen should ever be afraid to criticize their public official. No citizen should ever be cowed into silence.
Fighting for Idaho.
It's just a prejudiced situation where kids have to be forced to choose to either not say the pledge and be potentially ostracized, or say the pledge and reaffirm a prejudice against themselves and their family.
Fighting for you.
When you have our federal governing partner from the state level acting in such an absolutely uncivil manner, it really defies the very notion of what the foundations of our government are.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Everybody has a plan until they're punched in the face.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, Miller with you. Coming up, congressional candidate Brian Smith will join us. In addition to that, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Governor Otter will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and the clip that Ray Amaya put in concerning the Pledge of Allegiance, there is another controversy in another state where the Pledge of Allegiance, once again, is becoming, I guess, a point of controversy. I mean, who would have ever thought saying the Pledge of Allegiance would be such a big darn deal? By the way, if you get a chance, please check out our 580KIDO Kevin Miller Hot List. It is the Pat Tillman edition. Pat Tillman, of course, from the Phoenix Cardinals, who gave up a life of leisure, luxury, incredible athletic excellence, joined the Army Rangers, was killed 10 years ago. A startling report from ESPN that we linked to. You don't have to go anywhere. You just click to the Hot List. You'll see it. And in it, we talk about another story that hopefully we'll get to between now and 7:30, that the IRS is giving bonuses to people who haven't paid their taxes. Amazing. Only in America. We go to Tom Munns at 580KIDO. You can catch him on the Facebook, Tom Munns Facebook, where he's shooting a lot of videos lately. Good morning, Tom Munns.
It's the new wave of the 21st century. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
You know what's even sad about the Pledge of Allegiance thing is that the American people actually submit to the Supreme Court or government in general that allows them to strip that away. You mentioned something earlier, and I wanted to – usually you won't hear me talk about anything financial because that's Petzl's job. But you mentioned something.
Okay.
You said, are the banks too powerful? And I had a couple of thoughts. And one of them was a little-known entity is called the CFR, or the Council of Foreign Relations, and the Trilateral Commission. And added to that list would be the Federal Reserve, the idea of fractional banking, the creation of the 16th and 17th Amendments, the bailouts that actually went to foreign banks, the inflation that was created by the Federal Reserve specifically to be able to fleece the personal savings of Americans, and the ever-present ability to be able to tax anything that they feel like they want to, the creation of the IRS, the multinational corporation banks, of course, and to sum it all up with a statement that, or a phrase that I remember hearing, and I might get it wrong, the master is a slave to the lender. And so I think it really sums up the situation that America's in when we have people that say, well, you know, we should support, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and we need to support banks. And, you know, banks in the essence really aren't bad. It's the, you know, it's the corruption that is. And, you know, I believe to a great degree that's true, but the creation of the entities that have been placed in America are detrimental beyond most people's wildest thoughts. And so I thought I would bring that to the forefront.
Well,
there.
Let's get back to the question. Are banks too powerful? They're too big to fail. They get bailed out. Businesses are allowed to go down the drain, and the fat cats on Wall Street are living large at our expense.
That's right. You know, and we make a lot of complaints, and, you know, you'll find me, you know, we'll all talk about complaining and stuff on the radio, and people are like, well, why don't you guys just get over it and come up with solutions? Well, you know, sometimes the best solution is to stop what we know is bad. And in order for us to be able to do that, we have to identify what bad is. So now that we've identified some of what bad is, we can begin to educate the rest of the populace and say, look, we really need to start thinking about this. This whole thing about corporations has been incredibly divisive between the right-left paradigm, and it's something that both people that have a head on their shoulders.
I disagree with you. There is no right-left paradigm. Both the right and the left have sold out to big money.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the people themselves. Of course, you're right. We have a one-party system now, but the people still believe that we have a two-party system, and what the government has creatively decided to do in its divisive tactics is to be able to point, allow, teach us to point the finger at each other when the fact of the matter is that the Democrats and the Republicans both hate corruption in the corporations, and I think we should spend more time focusing on that and how, you know, people in our executive branch are selling ourselves out to multinational corporations for a buck.
Tom Munns, we appreciate it. We go to Patriot Ray at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Kevin Miller, a great patriot, a great American, a man of faith, a man of convictions. We thank you, my friend, for being there for us. We're grateful to have you on the air and hope you capture number one again.
Well, we appreciate that. Now, you were voting, and you tried to vote more than once for the statesman
thing. Well, I thought it was like it was last time. You could vote as many times as you wanted.
I know. Well, here's what you have to do. And people that like Patriot Ray, God bless you. We're your wingman each and every day. We're your air support, literally. That if you would like to vote for us in the best of the Treasure Valley, we're Section 13, best radio personality, you just have to go to a different computer. Because I'm going to go to Walmart, and I love these people that go, well, I'm not going to vote for myself, and then they're out there. I'm going to go to Walmart or Best Buy and encourage everybody to go to the library. Just use every one of those computers, and that's how we'll do it. And, you know, it's quality over quantity when we're talking about this program. So
there you go. We appreciate what you're doing out there, Kevin,
well,
every day, and for what you do for Pastor Saeed, for Bo, and everybody else that you get involved with. I mean, you just stay with it, and you keep going, and we appreciate that. We need you. We need other people to get up and speak out for what's right and quit letting the government just run us over. I mean, look at all they're doing today with the IRS giving money to people that don't deserve it. If you owed money, you think they're going to give you a refund? No, they're going to take it. They're not going to give you a bonus. They're going to take everything they can.
Well, and let's be brutal. You, as a person that used to own your own business, how were they in making sure that you were compliant with the tax codes?
Well, you know, I was audited, and luckily for me, we had all our stuff in a row, and we actually gained from it. But it's not a fun experience. They're not a really good group to work with, and their questions are just over the top. And the problem is, if you call in to the IRS and ask a question, and if you ask three different people, you're going to get three different answers. And they are never liable for the answer they give you. It's your responsibility. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. This organization is going to be in charge of health care? Come on, give me a break. It's totally wrong. It's totally off the wall.
Now, are you rolling in on Saturday, or what are you doing? Are you goofing off?
No, sir. I've got some things I need to take care of with my sweetheart.
Well, wait a minute. You're a sweetheart or spending Saturday morning with Kevin Miller? That's a tough call, I would think.
I don't think so. Since you're married now and you understand.
Oh, boy.
It's the sweetheart. And, you know, she's kept me around for 48 years, so hopefully she'll keep me around for another 48 and forever. So I'm gonna spend time with my sweetie.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
And I will be back, though. Just have a great day.
All right,
and
Patriot
stay
Ray.
Fired up, my friend.
And don't let them grind you down. How about that one?
No, it won't happen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's our great friend, Patriot Ray. And since he brought this up, why don't we take a look at this? Now, you tell me, those of you that have been audited, I still go back to what our friend Sean Hannity said the other day. And I'm trying to do my Hannity voice, and this is only out of respect because we love Sean. He goes, let me tell you, I used to go to H&R Block when I didn't have any money, and then I go to my accountant. I don't know what I'm doing. I just give him the stuff. And then he says, hey, Hannity, you can make a lot more money. And Hannity goes, I don't want to be audited. And no one wants to be audited by the IRS because you're guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent. But we talk about double standards. We talk about double standards with elected officials. We talk about double standards with people at work. We talk about, I mean, let's face it, why is victimology such a big darn deal today? Because everybody's a victim. Nothing is fair in life. Unless you're like the president. 35,000 gallons of gasoline burned on Earth Day yesterday. Was it really worth it? Number one. Number two, unless you're a member of the IRS. Can you imagine the hypocrisy in the great United States of America today, where we have the IRS getting bonuses and giving them to people who aren't paying their taxes? Let's take a listen.
From 2010 to 2012, the Internal Revenue Service paid nearly $3 million in bonuses to 1,100 employees with...
Now, why are people in the IRS getting bonuses? Why are people in the IRS getting bonuses? They're government workers, right? I don't know of any other... Do the folks in at INS get bonuses for the illegals that they deport? Probably not.
Disciplinary problems, including some who still owed the government back taxes, others cited for misuse of credit cards or fraudulently claiming unemployment benefits. The findings come from a Treasury Department Inspector General's report, which finds the bonuses don't violate any federal regulations, but are inconsistent with the IRS mission to enforce tax laws. An IRS statement says bonuses were not issued to any executives with misconduct, a policy the agency says is being considered for the entire workforce. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Now, I know what you're thinking. That's right. I can read your mind. Let me read your mind right now. This is what you're thinking.
Yeah, you can't keep your crappy plan. Just deal with that.
Now, I don't know about that. Thank you, Melissa Harris-Perry at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Yeah, you can't keep your crappy plan. Just deal with that.
Now, we can get angry, or we can sit back and say to ourselves, friends, this is why we have to work harder. And I know what you're saying. I go through the same thing. And I was listening to Glenn the other day. He goes, hey, you think I enjoy this? Look, I just want to make movies. I know this is not a Glenn Beck voice, but we've got to give you some variety and end the monotonic tones of Kevin Miller each and every morning. So we're trying to up the entertainment value, all right? You know, Pat, you know, Stu. Yes, Glenn. Of course, Pat and Glenn sound the same, can't tell them apart. Anyway, but it was Glenn Beck at his best, being real, which he is all the time. But he's saying, you know, I just want to do my own thing. I want to create jobs. I want to make money. I want to make the country better. You think I enjoy this? And then he hit upon it, but that's what they want. That's what Harry Reid wants. You know, Dave Burnett and I always go back and forth because Dave Burnett talks to people in this building. I do occasionally, but they're focused on their lives, like Justin Bieber or, I don't know, sports or any of the music genres here. And when they hear something, have you noticed there's a lack of critical thinking skills in the world today? That Clive Bundy, he didn't pay his taxes. And maybe it's like this at your work as well. People go, well, he didn't pay his taxes. The BLM should go in. And to quote Patrick Joseph Buchanan, you don't send the 7th Cavalry in to pay a parking ticket or to collect on a parking ticket, right? That's what's going on. And they want us to be out of tune. They want you to believe that this forum, AM radio, conservative talk radio, is dead. Most folks will say, oh, that's too controversial. But you know something? This audience is the highest earning. This audience is the smartest. And that's just not me saying. It's based on research. This audience is made up of movers and shakers, bosses and hard workers here in the Treasure Valley. That's the type of people that listen to this show, to this station, to this frequency, AM radio. That understand you have to be informed, that value a dissenting opinion, that really love it when people go back and forth, or that get information that they're not going to get anywhere else. You know, I was talking to my wife, Dorothy, last night as I'm doing the hot list. And we're sitting there watching the news, and there's a big story about some guy moving to Boise because he's going to create an app. But they're not going to tell us what the app is, but it's going to be a big surprise. Okay, is that really a news story? No, not compared to what you'll hear in Salt Lake or Portland or Seattle. But that's how blessed we are that it's like the good news area. Yet still, there's a need to make sure that you know what's going on, whether it's the lands, whether it's the elections, whether it's the money. And that's where we are. Your community voice. Coming up next, your thoughts on the IRS and everything else. It just amazes me, right? Don't forget congressional candidate Brian Smith joining us at 7:35. Governor Otter at 8:05. Who's going to be after that? I don't know. 7:20, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safe.
The chance to win cash is coming. Keep listening to find out more on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, we got an email from our friend, State Representative Erpelding. He wants to come back on the program. We're going to probably get a run at him. I like this because he says, you need more opposing views. So Representative Erpelding stepping up. Joining us now, and my spies in his district are telling me he's causing all sorts of commotion, our friend Tony Sinesco at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. Okay, I just put out the link, told everybody to go to item number 14 on this best for 2014 at the Idaho Statesman, and getting everybody on board. Hopefully we'll get at least 2,500 people voting for you today. So I'm excited about that. Of you get becoming, actually, you're still number one, but to be acknowledged that way in the Statesman is just awesome. I'm glad to hear you've got Brian Smith coming on this morning. He's going to be at our Idaho Carry dinner tonight speaking. So if anybody wants to ask him more questions, come to the Boise Fuddruckers. I mean the Eagle Fuddruckers tonight at 6:30. Yeah.
You know, you are so smooth. You give us a compliment, you promote us, you get your event in, all within a minute. You should be in radio.
Hey, listen, now, did you appreciate, I'm sure you didn't appreciate the adjustment of the photo that I did on your...
You know something? I saw that, and I'm sure it got a lot of people's attention, but you know something? That I looked at it and I go, well, only Tony Sinesco could do that, yes. So.
Well, I just want to thank you for being there, and I appreciate you getting everybody on there. It's good to hear Brian coming on to your station today. I know you were complaining about that a while ago, that he wasn't out here in this area that much, but I think he's going to be the best man. As a matter of fact, I know he's going to be the best man for the job. So are you going to come to the dinner tonight at Fuddruckers?
Now, Tony, you know me. I live under a rock.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you. And I'm going to finish putting this out to my entire email list so we can get people voting for you today.
Well, Tony, thank you. And like I said, you're another shining example, shining star of here. You could be doing other things, hanging out with your beautiful wife, hanging out with your new dog, Lucky, who you've trained. And thankfully, Lucky's doing well. You could tell I'm on the Facebook. And you choose to fight for people's rights. So thank you.
Well, you know, and I need to probably come in and talk to you again, because I've added three more issues. I had four when I came in and announced my run for the Senate seat in District 19, but I added three more issues. People want to see what they are. They're at my at Sinesco for Senate.org, and I think they will agree with all seven of my issues.
Well, we need to get you back on, and maybe we should get your opponent on. We could have an early debate.
I would love to do that. All righty, Kevin. Have a blessed day.
Take care, Tony. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We go to Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thank you for the nice compliment that you gave your listeners. And I know you're not patronizing us. It's definitely true.
Oh, it is. It is.
And then also, the greatest compliment, we're in the market for a bet. And we're going to go to Sleep Country, who advertises on your station. I don't know if I can get away with saying that, but anyway, and then also a couple of outfits that you donate to and talked about, we have started to donate there also, because I figured if you're talking about that and giving your time and money, then I know it's going to a good cause. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Your advertisers are going to get the benefit of a great guy like you on the radio, and we're going to support that with our dollars.
Well, thank you, Jim, and we really appreciate that. And like I said, in the world we live in today, it's people like you, it's people like Tony that make a difference, and you need to know that you're not alone.
Well, definitely, you know, with you at the helm and the driver's seat in Idaho here, you know, it's just a very inspirational. And getting that word out and getting other people fired up. You know, I've always been involved to a certain degree, some folks more and what have you. But, you know, to have a voice like that and a sincere, honest person that walks the talk, that's very, very rare. So, and I'm not blowing smoke up your backside. It's a fact, and you know that, and your listeners know that. So, anyway, have a great day, and I just want you to know that we're supporting you and your station and your advertisers because of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too. And like Jim from Middleton, you know, if you can support our advertisers, that keeps us here. We go to Tony, not Tony, I have Tony still on my mind, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Kevin.
You're getting to be a co-host here at 580KIDO.
Is the coffee ready?
Look, I need a backup, so it's always good to focus in on those hospitality skills, yes.
Well, speaking of hospitality, I called to say thank you also. You know, we had our first meeting last night, 20 people showed up. Where did you all hear about us at? Well, Kevin Miller, KIDO. That was such a blessing. And what was really good was these were all movers and shakers. They've decided in 2 weeks they all want to have another meeting. They're all bringing their neighbors, friends, family. You know, they came last night just to check it out. So, Kevin, I just personally want to thank you. You know, we're going to have these are people that want action. They don't want to just sit around and talk. They don't want to espouse how much they know. They don't want to sit around and just talk about the problems. They want to do something about the problems. I walked out. I was 2 feet off the ground. I was floating. And it was because of your efforts. And I just wanted to call and say thank you. I mean, we need more people that are willing to stand up and say, let's get it done.
Well, Terry, it starts with you and your lovely wife, Vanessa, who are bringing your knowledge and passion and patience to the Treasure Valley.
Well, I guess maybe we don't see that. We just, we just know that it's time for action. And I will say one thing. One individual said, are you Tea Party Bob? And I thought, wow, how do I answer that?
Right.
I knew you could appreciate that. Good morning, Bob. I know you're out there somewhere in radio land. But, Kevin, we're definitely going to be promoting also everybody today. We're going to get them on there and say item 14. And thanks, Tony, for getting us directly to that. And we're going to make sure that people understand Kevin Miller, KIDO. This is the mover. This is the shaker. This is the guy in the airwaves that just doesn't want to put you to sleep with, melody. And
well, and by the way, that's for the Statesman's Best in the Treasure Valley. But I'm glad right. Tony corrected me because I said it was 13. So God bless you and Tony for getting the right category number.
Well, God bless you, young man. I mean it. You have been an absolute plus for those that live a life as a true American and actually care and want to get things done.
Terry,
so you have a blessed day.
You too. Take care now, sir.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, coming up next, it's one of the most anticipated watched congressional races in the country. Congressional candidate Brian Smith joins us. We'll talk about his campaign against Congressman Mike Simpson. That's next at 580KIDO.
Patriot.
Thank you all for joining us.
A great American.
We're going to pump you up.
A man of faith.
Prayer is the most powerful weapon.
A man of conviction.
These are real issues that impact us.
We thank you, my friend, for being there for us.
Let's get it started. Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, congressional candidate Brian Smith with us in studio. Mr. Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO. So now we just heard from these ads, are you a bully? Are you this? Are you that? What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's very unfortunate that Congressman Simpson's been in office for 16 years, and he seems to be unable to talk about the things that he's accomplished while he's been back in Congress. Instead, he is engaging in a campaign that the Post, Washington Post, and also factcheck.org has described his attack as false and misleading to Idaho voters. And I agree with that. It absolutely is. And it really is a distraction, and that's what he's trying to do. You know, you saw kind of the same thing happen with President Obama with Mitt Romney. They didn't want to talk about the issues, Kevin. They wanted to talk about his being successful in business and how he made his money by taking over businesses and laying people off and causing harm. But it really serves as a distraction because Congressman Simpson can't run on his record.
Well, when we'll get to his record in a minute, but what about you? What is the perception versus reality of I was just listening to these ads again and again, the stories in the paper and everything else. Look, you're a very successful person. You could have lived your life. You could have been doing your own thing. You know, we always say, why do the good people not get in politics? Well, this might be the reason why, because of these negative ads against you. How are you holding up?
You know, we're doing absolutely great because we know. I mean, we're hearing across the district people are not buying into this campaign of personal smear and destruction. And it didn't work when President Obama did it. People knew. I mean, they tried to vilify and demonize Mitt Romney, and people looked past that. And we have all the confidence in the Republican voters in this primary that they'll see right through what's happening.
The challenge for you, you've got the establishment endorsing Congressman Simpson. You've got his friend, Speaker Boehner, the American Chemistry Petroleum Council, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's a steep hill to climb for you. Here you are. You're a guy from East Idaho. You're hanging out. Again, you've taken time off from your job. You're not getting an income. You're doing this. How do you beat everyone, if you will?
You know, what a great point. Since last June, I have been working full-time going across the district, meeting with people at the grassroots level. And it is amazing how many people across the district are just tired of business as usual. They're really looking forward to a congressman who's not afraid to stand up for conservative principles. And even though, you know, you've named rattled off a few of the groups that are supporting Congressman Simpson, we have people across the United States who are supporting this campaign. We have people in every state in the nation that have contributed and helped us in our campaign. But even more important than that, we have people in county after county after county, Republican county chairmen and state committee men and state committee women throughout the county on the grassroots level that are giving us support, and I find that, frankly, humbling.
Your opponent, Congressman Simpson, says he's a conservative.
Yeah, you know, there's actually two Congressman Mike Simpsons. There's the one that comes out in campaigns and says he's a conservative, and then there's the one that goes back to Washington and votes for the $700 billion bank bailout, and he votes for cash for clunkers, funding it with $2 billion. And he's really an ardent supporter of earmarks. He makes no bones about it. I mean, that's what he says he is. And so he votes for things like lobster institutes in Maine and great genetic research facilities. And he's also voted. He was only one of 10 Republicans who voted to keep $23 million worth of funding in a park in Nancy Pelosi's district. You know, he's one of three Republicans who voted in favor of funding Acorn. So the problem is for Congressman Simpson is his rhetoric during campaign season just doesn't match his record.
Brian Smith with us here at 580KIDO. He's running for Congress. We'd love to take your calls at 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Many proponents of Congressman Simpson will say, well, Mr. Smith, he's, what, number two, number three on appropriations. If he goes down, even if they agree with you, the state loses a lot of influence.
You know, if you take a look at now, if you go ask people, you know, who is it back in Congress that you think of today as champions for conservative causes? People think of guys like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul. These are relative newcomers to the system. The people they don't think of is people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, people who've been there for 30 years plus. And so what I would tell you is that sometimes people can be in Congress for so long they become part of the problem, and we need someone to be part of the solution.
Now, you know how these, even though you've been doing this for a little while, you know how these radio people are. They're all full of themselves. They've got the egos and such. And that would be describing myself. Now, I'm wondering, why aren't you over here more? Forget every other part of the state. Why aren't you hanging out with us?
You know, we do come over to Boise frequently. I mean, we've been here several times. So we come over here quite often. Now, I'm on a trip right now. I think we're going to be here 3 days. But we've been over many, many times to Boise and Elmore County. We have visited every county, I believe, but one. I don't think I've actually made it to Clark County yet, but we've been to every other county and spoken to groups. I've been to Fuddruckers here in Boise several times and spoken. I was at the GOP Central Committee meeting last night.
You'll be at Fuddruckers tonight with Tony.
We'll be there again.
He was plugging your appearance a moment ago.
Well, we look forward to meeting with him and meeting with the people at the group.
We have this from our liberal friend, the Boise rabble-rouser. While the wealthiest Americans are outpacing many of their global peers, a recent analysis shows that across the lower and middle income tiers, citizens of others' advanced countries have received considerably larger raises over the last three decades. after a tax middle-class incomes in Canada, substantially behind in 2000, now appear to be higher than those in America. The poor in much of Europe earn more than the poor Americans. Why did this happen, and what would Mr. Smith do to support turning this situation around?
Well, it's not going to get any better with Obamacare, I can tell you that. So the first thing we need to do is repeal Obamacare, and until we repeal it, we need to defund it. And that's one place where Congressman Simpson and I apparently disagree, because last fall in October, he voted to increase the debt ceiling, giving President Obama a blank check to fund his Obama economy, whereas Risch and Crapo and Labrador all voted against that. But we also need to cut spending substantially. We also need to reform our tax system. I've been in favor of a flat tax. And we also need to reduce the regulations in this country that just burden small businesses, which are the engine of our economy.
We go to the phones. We go to Brian in Meridian at 580-KIDO, or congressional candidate Brian Smith. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Smith. I have a question for you. Justify your acceptance of funds for your campaign coming from out of state when they are not your constituents and they are not ones voting you into office. Why are you accepting out-of-state funds?
Yeah, well, what a good question. If you take a look at 70% of the funds that we receive are in amounts less than $200. And these funds actually come from people across the United States. These are individuals. And so if you have somebody who lives, let's say, in California or Massachusetts or New York City or Hawaii or any other bastions of liberalism, and they want to get involved with a true conservative, they really can't contribute to people in their states and have any success. So what they do is they read up on the top races in the country, and they read my position on issues, and they see that I'm a true conservative running against Congressman Mike Simpson, who's just too liberal, and they want to contribute and get involved so they can make a difference. Now, if that concerns you, you really ought to be concerned at Congressman Simpson. He gets most of his money by a large margin from special interest groups and PACs. And so that to me says a lot more than individuals around the country who want to elect a true conservative.
All right, Brian, thank you
for the answer. That's a very...
All right, Brian, thank you for the call. 580-KIDO. How do you see this race playing out? Again, you've got the establishment money on one side with Congressman Simpson. You've got the grassroots going. What's your intel telling you? How close is this race?
Well, it's actually pretty interesting. You know, when Congressman Simpson first ran for office in 1998, and I looked at it again this morning to verify my numbers, he was put in office with 40% of the vote. He was not initially put in with 50% or above. And then in 2010, when he ran, there was three candidates. None of them had any national endorsements or the kind of support we do, and they carried 42% of the vote. And so there are a lot of people who are onto his record and realize that he is not a true conservative and that he's just too liberal. And what we know is that we go around the district and we let people know that they have a credible challenger, one who's not afraid to stand up for conservative principles in Washington, one who won't be the odd man out in votes, as we frequently see Congressman Simpson with the rest of the Idaho delegation. We know when they know his voting record and they see the difference, we know we're going to win on May 20th.
If elected, how adamantly will you be fighting for the Apache and the A-10 programs, both on the chopping blocks from the Secretary of Defense? We've got the Apaches that may be moved out, front page of the Statesman today. We have the A-10s that might be given the boot altogether.
You know, one of the things in our Constitution is that we're supposed to have a defense. I mean, out of all the things that the government's supposed to do, the federal government is supposed to provide for a strong defense. And I am a firm believer that we should have a strong defense and that we should adopt Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength, and that means we have to have a sufficient military. With that being said, we also need to make sure that in the military we don't have things that are wasteful or fraud or abuse. And so we need to look at all things. But we'd have to take a look at what the issues are and what needs to happen and consider those and then make the decisions from there.
Final, quickly to Miles at 580-KIDO. Hello, Miles.
How are you doing?
Okay, Miles, we're short on time.
My question is, why did the guy who's running for Congress in front of you duck the debate in eastern Idaho?
Here's what happened is we didn't duck the debate. We offered to debate Congressman Simpson in southeast Idaho, and they would not change the moderator. And they wanted David Adler, who is a liberal, far left-wing professor from Boise State. And I refused to have a liberal, a self-declared Democrat, involved in the Republican primary process. You would not see President Obama and Hillary Clinton when they ran. They wouldn't let Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity be the moderator. And Congressman Simpson wanted and insisted that we have him, and I refused to let what was a liberal participate in the Republican primary process.
All right, Miles, thank you, Mr. Smith. We appreciate it. Yes, Dr. Adler, a well-known liberal in these parts and his time at the University of Idaho. Will you come back, sir? We'd love to have you back.
Oh, I'd love to be back on your show.
All right, quickly to traffic at 580. And don't forget, tomorrow we're at Capital High School, courtesy of CapEd, promoting our school, securing our future. Join us. Serving Marie.